Humboldt County might follow the City of Eureka's lead and form a committee or other means of independent oversight of the sheriff's office. Civilian oversight boards review policing in some counties and cities, including Eureka, and Humboldt's Board of Supervisors discussed the prospect at its July 23rd meeting. On the agenda was the board's response to a recent grand jury report titled, "Humboldt County Sheriff's Office: Is a Lack of Oversight Due to a Lack of Foresight?" The grand jury found that the county's lack of independent policing oversight can lead to public mistrust and lack of mutual understanding between law enforcement and the community. The report also says that the county lacks means of independent review of specific incidents. Supervisor Natalie Arroyo is a former Eureka council member and noted the city's formation of its Community Oversight of Police Practices, or COPS, board. Arroyo said there's more to oversight than people might think.
Having been through that whole thing, I can say the value of it is not just accountability or oversight or this idea that they're watching to see where there are mistakes being made, but rather the communication, the value of having that increase in public trust in the community. And those factors are very valuable. And I think people have only talked to me about this from both perspectives with the idea that this could be a body that would be a watchdog. I've heard the term watchdog as the primary one where people are saying that we don't need a watchdog. There's already enough mechanisms for oversight and accountability, or we really need a watchdog and this is why this should be implemented. And I want to just say that there's this other really important piece of it that is about communication and understanding and getting people interested in law enforcement even.
The grand jury recommends formation of an oversight committee or an inspector general's office to review policing. County staff presented supervisors with two options to respond: to hold off on carrying out the recommendation because of a $15 million budget shortfall, or to give it analysis, including an appointed working group. Board Chair Rex Bone said the sheriff's office seems to have community support, and noting the absence of sheriff's representatives due to incident response, vouched for postponing further discussion.
I do have a problem. I think how ironic this is that the sheriff's rating is about 25% better than the Board of Supervisors, but we're talking about putting an oversight committee on him. I mean, we probably should have an oversight committee on us, maybe. But I would just as soon bring this back and have a decision made with the party that it affects. I think they do a pretty good job of getting the word out there and what we've done with them. So, and I think they get out in the community. You see them at a lot of events and trying to be as many things as he can.
During public comment, grand jury foreman Richard Bergstresser, a retired police officer, said an oversight board can do what the grand jury and other review groups can't.
The grand jury is not the appropriate oversight for the sheriff's department. It is a systemic overview and review. It is not a case-by-case review. That would be out of the jurisdiction of the grand jury and inappropriate for the local current discussion. We'll understand about the money. This is a relatively inexpensive idea. I don't mean to take away from the time, staff time that would be involved. This is likely easily covered by grant money. There are lots of grants out there for law enforcement. But I'd also like to make clear that this is not like the Citizens Law Enforcement Liaison Committee, which really hasn't done much and had no teeth, but also came about pre the current scrutiny of law enforcement nationwide.
Supervisors unanimously voted to agree with the grand jury's findings and to do more research and analysis with the assistance of the working group. The discussion will resume in late August. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.